Brad Davidson, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, really well, thanks. What do you make of the call from James Harran to pick Giga Kick for his slot for the Tab Everest?
Yeah, I don't mind it, guys. I think we've got to look outside the box this year when you break down the race and look at the main hope. You know, I don't think there's an older horse there that's going to be in the finish that's left, really. So we know that the three-year-olds have a great record in this race and always very competitive. So, look, he's 3 from 3, the horse. He won, of course, at Flemington on the weekend. I think it's fair to say on the weekend he didn't take another step forward. He just maintained what he did in his two runs to date, and he only just held on to beat Buenos Notches there. So, look, he'd have to go to a whole new level, I think it's fair to say. But as I said, it's been a good race for the three-year-olds in the past. There's been three-year-olds with less credentials probably, you know, running the race and run sort of midfield or a little bit better. So, it's not a bad little left-field selection there, and I'm sure he'll acquit himself well enough. I don't think he can win the race, but he might be a sneaky top four, top five sort of hope.
Dave, what are Godolphin doing with their Everest slot?
Yeah, Loz, they've been pretty quiet, to be honest. They've just been keeping their cards close to their chest in relation to this. But Vin Cox, I did read a story yesterday suggesting that In Secret will not be in that Everest field. So, bit of a shame, because I thought she was the one of their, I guess, runners that could really be competitive in a Tab Everest. Of course, has that form around Jack and O, and just got beaten in the Golden Rose. She's dynamic at 1,200 metres, but they're keen not to run her in such a high-pressure race against the older horses so early on in her career. I believe she'll be saved to run there at the Coolmore down the straight there at Flemington during Cup Week. But I believe it's going to be either Paul Lely or Kemetari, most likely. And I think it's fair to say those two are, again, probably not winning hope. Paul Lely's shown and proven that he's probably just a level below that top level. He was good first up over an unsuitable trip, but I don't think he's quite at that top level. And Kemetari, he was really good in the Premier on the weekend, but again, he would need probably a heavy 10, a bottomless track to really be a place chance there. So I'm not sure which way they'll go, but ruling out In Secret anyway. And I suppose that's fascinating in itself, guys. You know, with the younger horses, we'll see a few of them this year in the race. It's how much, I guess, is it a positive or a negative a lot of the time? It's like that young footballer that you throw in the deep end and put in first grade really early on. Sometimes it helps them, I guess, a lot, and they learn a lot straight away, and they're able to play against the bigger bodies and able to sort of get to that level and take their game to a whole new level. But it can also work the other way, particularly in horse racing, where sometimes, as they say, it can break their hearts. They try so hard and they're not able to sort of be competitive at that level. Sometimes they don't want to continue to do that, so sometimes it can break their hearts. So trainers have different thoughts on that, but Godolphin opting there with In Secret not to test her in the big race there in a fortnight's time.
I see Denny Williams has hit back at critics in relation to Shelby 66.
Yeah, there's been a lot of critics on social media, as there always are, about, you know, this horse been racing at the top level. He's been well beaten at all three runs this campaign. I think he's been beaten 7 lengths or above in three runs so far this preparation. Of course, he won a Galaxy last time in, but just hasn't been the same horse so far this time in. But Danny Williams insisting that it just takes a lot of racing this horse to get fit, and that he's running okay. He just hasn't been fit, simple as that. So they plan to continue on with their current plans. I believe he's going to run in Melbourne this weekend, and then the Sydney Stakes has always been the optimum goal for him there on Everest Day. So we'll see if he can lift his form a bit. We know he likes these wet tracks, but he hasn't been excelling on them of late. So, a long way back from that Galaxy form last preparation, but hopefully for Danny and the team there, we can see the cold horse Shelby 66 back to his best soon.
Have you done the heavy track form for Canterbury today?
Oh, it's frustrating, Loz. I give you the tip. I thought we'd be on a 7 or a 6 there today, and then wake up this morning and, the rain's back again, and it's going to be back, it sounds like, until Sunday. So I did like Mars Mission in the last, but they scratched him on the wet track there today, naturally, first up, which is to be expected. So I've gone with race 3, number 2, Always On Show. I thought this horse was terrific at the provincials, went 3 wide, no cover last time out. I think sets up well today, third up from a low draw, rail out to be very hard to beat. I must admit, I thought 1,000 Years was making the market there today. I couldn't work out how it was possibly favourite, but it's been scratched this morning. So Yeah, we'll have to deal with those deductions. But race three, number two, always on show. The best for me today, Canterbury.
Okay, that's a $2.60 chance with Tab. Race three, number two, always on show. Davo, catch you soon, mate. Thank you so much.
Talk tomorrow. Cheers, guys.